then answered him, discreet Telemachus, "In this my present mood, dear father, you shall see me, if you will, bring no disgrace upon our line, even as you say." So said he, and Laertes too was glad, and said, "Oh, what a day for me is this, kind gods! Right glad am I, my son and son's son vie in valor." And standing by his side, clear-eyed Athena said, "Son of Arcisius, far the dearest of my friends, call on the clear-eyed maid and Father Zeus, then swing your long spear and straight let it fly." With words like these, Pallas Athena inspired him with great power. He prayed to the daughter of mighty Zeus, then swung his long spear and straight let it fly, and struck Eupeithes on the helmet's brazen peak. This did not stay the spear. The point passed through. He fell with a thud. His armor rattled round him. On the front ranks Odysseus fell, he and his gallant son, and smote them with their swords and their pointed spears. And now they certainly had slain them all and cut them off from coming home, had not Athena, daughter of aegis-bearing Zeus, shouted aloud and held back all the host, "Hold, men of Ithaca, from cruel combat, and without bloodshed straightway part." As thus Athena spoke, pale fear took hold on all. Their weapons all flew from their trembling hands and fell upon the ground as the goddess gave her cry. To the town they turned, eager to save their lives. Fearfully shouted long-tried royal Odysseus, and gathering his might, swooped like a soaring eagle. Then, too, the son of Cronus cast his blazing bolt, and down it fell by the dread father's clear-eyed child. And now to Odysseus said clear-eyed Athena, "High-born son of Laertes, ready Odysseus, stay! Cease from the struggle of uncertain war. Let not the son of Cronus, far-seeing Zeus, be moved to anger." So spoke Athena. Odysseus heeded and was glad at heart. Then for all coming time betwixt the two, a peace was made by Pallas Athena, daughter of aegis-bearing Zeus, likened to Mentor in her form and voice.